AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday. It's freaking Christmas. It is. Matt, Brett. Brett, we'll have time today. You and I are going to get to the Super Bowl here in just a little bit.
Because that's what everyone wants to hear.
Of course. It's when you're kind of tuning into this station, it's Super Bowl talk. I got a lot to get to with that. But I've got to take this first segment. This is going to go a little long, okay? I have to take this first segment to lay out what exactly just happened today. Because I'm giggling. I'm laughing my butt off. All right? But to start off with, there was the Republican Party is, I said this statement, I'm guessing about a year ago for the first time. After I said the people that elected him were either idiots or racists. And people said, how dare you? I still stand by it. I'm sorry. Billionaires. I'll throw billionaires, idiots, and racists. That's what it is. And what idiot mean? What does idiot mean? Idiot means people who choose, you know, in my mind, choose to be stupid. That when someone calls them dumb, and they'll look at you and say, "I'll show you who's dumb," right before they burn down their garage. And you know, well, mission accomplished. I guess would be the case. Also, last year I made the statement, and this actually could be one of the smartest things I've ever said. And I know not a deep list, but I said Republicans hate Democrats more than they love their country, they love their own well-being, and they love their religion. And that nothing has been proven clearer to me about how we've gotten into this mess today that we're in with Trump as the president. It's because Republicans have been convinced to hate Democrats more than anything else. The Hill, actually, today, after the Nunes memo release, made the point that the Republican Party is not designed to lead. It's designed to campaign. And I think that that's an amazingly astute observation. The Republicans, they're consumed by conspiracy theories. As much as many of these people want to imply that Pizzagate, which is now such – I mean, when a guy opens up fire in a pizza joint, that he's been convinced that Hillary Clinton is running a child pedophile sex ring out of the basement of a pizza place that doesn't even have a basement. When a guy goes in there and starts shooting the place up, everyone's like, oh, who said that that was going on? I never said that. Who implied Pizzagate? Well, you all did. You all did. You all did. You all did. You all, I mean, my God, Hillary Clinton was investigated for Benghazi 8 times. The last 4 times, because some guy called into Sean Hannity's radio show, some guy from Iowa, and said, I was in the room and I was there when Hillary Clinton said, stand down. And you all got sexually aroused because you're like, oh my God, it's true. Whether or not Hannity set that interview up, was that was a fake or not, within hours they knew that that call was not real. But yet they used that fake call, which they knew wasn't real, to authorize 4 further Benghazi investigations at a cost of tens of millions of dollars to taxpayers. They knew it wasn't real, but they couldn't help themselves because they have fallen in love with the conspiracy theory. Even when you look at where they're at today in this war against the FBI handed the election to Trump when they released the Clinton email investigation stuff in October of 2016. That did a tremendous amount of damage to the Clinton campaign. The people they're accusing of being part of some grand Democratic conspiracy are all lifelong card-carrying Republicans. McCabe, Rosenstein, Sessions, Mueller, they're all Republicans. It doesn't stop them because the conspiracy has to live. So there has been this floating idea around that the Trump-Russia investigation isn't real, that it was Hillary Clinton. And Trump is desperate to get this thing to go away. It's not going to go away. He's in trouble. He's in real big trouble. He's in unbelievable trouble now. But he was in trouble before, too. And the reason why is because they wanted to discredit this. So they have focused on the Steele dossier, and this argument is that the Steele dossier was first the entire reason why there was any investigation, and that Michael Steele, even though he was hired by the Republicans, and by all accounts, he himself aligns far more with the Republican line of political thought process. He really was a Democrat because the Democrats, after the primaries were over, they hired Steele to finish out his dossier. That's what really happened. And that Michael Steele hated Trump. And that was really, this whole thing should have been put aside because of that. This is what this entire memo was about. And they believe this. And they believe this. Not the idiots you see on your social media pages or that racist uncle of yours that still sends you emails that are all in caps. No. They, the politicians, the Trump administration, the Republican Party leadership, the people that fund these people, they believe this. Even though there was pretty ample evidence this wasn't true. But then came the Nunes memo. Oh, here it is. Here it is. And with the help of a few thousand Russian bot accounts on social media, this release the memo idea came to light. Because they had to release it. Because here's the smoking gun that proves the entire Trump-Russia escapade is just a made-up Democratic thing. That all these lifelong Republicans and the FBI and Department of Justice, they have all switched parties even after they helped Trump win in 2016, and they're now all gunning for him. This was their entire argument. They pushed for it, they pushed for it, they pushed for it, and Trump gets ready and says, we're going to release it. And this was yesterday. He says, we're going to release it. And it was at that point that someone in the Republican Party said, has anyone read the memo yet? And no one really had. No one in the Republican Party had really read the memo. And they started reading the memo. And by late last night, there was already a message out from the Trump White House. This Nunes memo might be a dud. That was my first sign that there might be something amiss with this Nunes memo. Once again, this was the Nunes memo that they wrote, that they edited, and they pushed to release. And at no point did 99.9% of them ever read what was in the memo. Proven by the minute the memo was released, I don't know about you, but on my social media accounts, conservative after conservative after conservative said, gotcha, Hillary. Gotcha, libertards. Gotcha, Democrats. It's the proof that you've been dreading coming to light. Well, as opposed to idiots who didn't read the memo, I actually read the memo. The first thing I said is, this doesn't do anything that the Republicans claim it can be doing. And quite the opposite. This completely and totally undermines their entire case of defense of Trump. It does. It absolutely does. Their first argument is that the FBI only started this investigation because of the Steele dossier. That's blatantly not true. And the Republicans' Nunes memo actually does discredit that talking point. The memo they said was going to discredit that actually validates it. It validates the point that the FBI actually started investigating, in this case, Carter Page, and that was the beginning of really the Trump-Russia investigation, not because of the Steele dossier, but because of drunken George Papadopoulos in London bragging to the Australian diplomats that, guess what? we know the Russians have all the DNC and Hillary Clinton emails, and the Trump campaign is working on getting them. To which the Australians, who, by the way, were far more patriotic towards the United States than anyone in the Trump campaign or anyone that votes Trump, the Australians contacted the Americans and say, whoa, you got a big problem here. It sounds like the Russians have got these things, and it sounds like the Trump campaign might be looking into it. The reason Carter Page's name had come up was not because Carter Page was targeted. Carter Page had come onto their radar starting in 2013. This was 3 years beforehand because he was making overtures to the Russians to be an agent for Russia in the United States. He was actually calling Russians we had wiretaps on. Not because we were wiretapping Carter Page, because the moron kept calling the people that we were wiretapping. Henceforth, why the FBI focused on Carter Page. The Steele dossier came in after that, and that was not, so that the entire argument that the only reason that they were investigating Carter Page or the Trump-Russia campaign was because of the Steele dossier, disproven by the Republicans in the Nunes memo. They also talk about how, oh, that Michael Steele, the writer of the Steele dossier, he can't be trusted. Funny story. In the Nunes memo, it actually points out that Michael Steele has a track record of being trustworthy when it comes to intelligence issues. That the federal government and the Republicans have all acknowledged that Michael Steele is actually a trustworthy intelligence asset. So their entire argument that he can't be trusted, that was just disproven by their own memo. There is the legal argument that, oh, well, because Michael Steele doesn't like Trump, which he doesn't, that should have been the most important thing and the entire case should have been thrown out. Well, I have read judicial expert after judicial expert after judicial expert, primarily from the Republican and conservative wing of this country. And every one of them has said the same exact thing. Michael Steele's personal feelings about Donald Trump were irrelevant. When you're making an application for a warrant, it comes down to facts. And the facts were there. But even then, even if you did remove Michael Steele from the entire equation, pretty much every one of these conservative Republican judicial experts say the same thing. The FBI had more than enough evidence to warrant a warrant against Carter Page and hence begin the Trump-Russia affair. Once again, this, I cannot comprehend this level of incompetence. I cannot comprehend this level of stupidity. I cannot comprehend the ineptitude taken and the pure white fire rage that Hillary Clinton is guilty to where it gets you to the point where when you're getting ready to release your own memo, no one looks it over and says, well, maybe we shouldn't be selling this so strongly. Because all you did today was, from the Republican memo, validate the investigation into Trump-Russia. That everything here has been validated. Every element of this has been validated, not by loony liberals, but by Devin Nunes and the Republican Party. And by the way, a Republican Party who is hilariously at this point, hilariously going out of their way to make it seem like they are, there is something here. There's something here. Chris Hayes of MSNBC, GOP congressman, are out there sounding like InfoWar commentators. There are other politicians out there that are they're basically saying you have to look at this in context with Hillary Clinton's missing emails and the text messages and Bill Clinton being on the tarmac with the Attorney General in Phoenix. I'm like, dude, man, they are just desperately grasping for straws, to make this into something other than what it is. Their inability to proofread their own evidence. This is unbelievable. And the best part of all is my gut feeling is last night they wanted to pull this back. And when the White House themselves are like, oh my God, what are we about to release here? No. We can't do this. I imagine the Republicans said, well, I'll tell you what, we won't release it and we'll blame the Democrats. And someone made up, how? What do you mean how? Well, unless they file an injunction against us releasing this, how in the world would we be able to ever blame the Democrats when Trump just signed off on handing it out? We're in control of the House and the Republicans are the ones that signed off on releasing the memo. How are we going to stop this? Can we ask the Democrats to file an injunction, maybe? This is John Oliver of Last Week Tonight stated it perfectly. This is stupid Watergate. It's Watergate being run by the dumbest human beings possible. And even when they've got their evidence, they've got, oh, here it is, the smoking gun to prove that Hillary Clinton was throwing babies at Donald Trump. Ooh, here it is. Ooh, I've got this. They themselves end up, it's what you've got to read between the lines here. When we say that there was definite evidence against Trump with George Papadopoulos, you're supposed to ignore all that. You're just supposed to focus on the stuff that we want you to focus on. I have been following politics for many years. I have been on this station, God bless it. I have been here for 8 years. I have never seen a level of incompetence worse than this. This makes what the Minnesota GOP does at the end of session look like a competent brigade. This is some of the most incompetent display of leadership I have ever seen in my life. And I'm happy as all get go. I'm not happy today because of their incompetence. 669 points came off the Dow. Plus, numerous other people had other sectors of the economy were damaged today by this level of incompetence. But when you are doing the old guys at the end of Trading Places, get everyone back in here. It's not over. We gotta get those machines running again. When you are at that point as a political party. And by the way, there is one other little element here. When they quickly realized this was not nearly the smoking gun they thought it was. Well, quite the contrary. It's kind of a smoking gun for the Mueller investigation. It shows that there was definite reasons to investigate Trump. It shows that the Steele dossier came from a trusted source. It also shows that regardless of Michael Steele's personal feelings, that was not a reason that you should have denied any warrants against Carter Page and hence the Trump campaign. Not only that, but in the frantic hours after this, when they realized, oh my God, every news report station is reporting there's nothing here, they came on out and they did something which was amazing. They said, we're going to declassify the Democratic memo just out of fairness. What are you doing? You're frantic. You're flailing around. You're desperately sitting there and saying, now it's gotten to the point of where, you know what? We're going to prove he was innocent. We're going to arrest him ourselves. In your face, liberals. Like I said at the beginning of this segment, yesterday, someone in the Republican Party looked at someone and said, I'll show you who's an idiot. Mission accomplished. I can't believe I got through all that without laughing. Oh my God, you morons. You unbelievable morons. Let's take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Bright day, America. It's a Matt McNeil show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know that Better Energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman, and this Valentine's Day, I want you to stop at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Jimmy and Helene Pessis have created a family atmosphere where generations of Twin City customers have made it their jewelry store. At Continental Diamond, you can shop without pressure because no one works on commission. In addition to the outstanding selection of jewelry and watches, on Valentine's Day only, they'll be hosting R.J. Kramer Flowers and L'Amour Chocolates for those last-minute shoppers. Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at continentaldiamond.com.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House in Minneapolis. We all know a working website is vital to business. But what happens when your website goes down? Many companies waste time just trying to find the right person to contact. That's why you need IP House. We offer reliable, secure hosting for websites. Our staff is watching 24 hours a day to make sure your website is always up. Discover our services at iphouse.com or call us 612-337-6337.
Tuesday at the precinct caucuses, the DFL starts its process to endorse congressional candidates. Get informed before you go. This Sunday at 10 o'clock on AM 950, we'll hear from the two DFLers who want to defeat Republican Congressman Jason Lewis. That's Angie Craig and Jeff Erdman. Then at 2 p.m., we hear from the DFLers who want to defeat Republican Eric Paulson. That's Adam Jennings, Brian Santamaria, and Dean Phillips. Listen to the DFL congressional candidates starting Sunday at 10 a.m. on AM 950 Radio.
Your home stinks. What, you didn't notice? Odds are you're immune to the smells in your home, but the stink is definitely there. That means it's time to bring out the pros from Zero Res to clean out the dust mites, dander, and bacteria festering in your carpet. This month, you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at only $119. Plus, this month, you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
I'm stunned. How are you this incompetent? This is could be my favorite. Aaron Rupar, Roops with the Scoops, who we used to have on the air here, is over at Think Progress now in D.C. But he retweeted out Representative Eric Duncan's, the Republican's speech here. Remember to take this memo in conjunction with whose wife works for Fusion GPS and the text message between the FBI lovers, missing emails, tarmac meetings, Comey press conferences, who wrote Comey statements, McCabe's testimony, the FISA warrant, private servers, unmasking, read the memo!
Who landed on the moon?
Who landed on the moon? Who landed on Napoleon's height? Peruvian goats! Peruvian goats, damn it! Peruvian goats! You idiots. You read the memo, but what you read was, I guarantee you, when the Republicans had this little, you know, this little get together in West Virginia, someone went and printed out just the choice nuggets out of it and just said, see, Michael Steele hated Donald Trump. Aha. Oh, and then they printed out the lie. Oh, the only reason the FBI was investigating him was the Steele dossier. And so guys like Duncan are like, yeah, let's release this. This sounds good. And at no point did anyone, my gut feeling is Devin Nunes was accused of editing the email after it would have been approved for a release. My gut feeling is he was going through this like, oh God, if we let all this stuff out, dear Lord, this will be a disaster. I don't even think Nunes read the memo until he was getting ready to release it. And then he started frantically trying to edit it. I have never seen I'm dead serious. I have never seen a level of incompetence this bad in my life. You guys, and just the way that you sit there and try to keep winning this, keep saying, no, no, you're not looking at Copernicus. Really? Okay. What did Copernicus do? I did I miss that? It's the third moon of Jupiter, Matt. The third moon of Jupiter, Matt. Come on, you're missing the big picture. Dude, I could be on the third moon of Jupiter and looking back and still see this crap show that you guys are doing right now. I can see it pretty clear from a long way away. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. I mean, I am beyond the ability. It's not because I'm stunned or anything. I'm going to prove that I'm innocent by giving you the murder weapon. Right here. Here it is. It's with my fingerprints on it. There you are. See, case solved. Wait a minute. What? Can I get that back? I need that back. Oh, you utter morons. You just utter morons. Has Randy called in to tell us about how this is the end of the Democratic Party? We got you. We got you, liberals. Brett, make a call for me, will you? The Secret Society meeting later on tonight. First of all, call.
We can't bring that up on air.
Nah, that's all right.
Okay,
for the Secret Society meeting tonight, first of all, I think our rings are our Clinton loyalty rings over at the polishers. We'll need to pick those up a little bit later on, okay? But just let them know we might have to cut the fondue buffet a little short because of, you know, crisis. Oh, God, we're in trouble now. But, yeah, I'm sure that this will, you know, we'll give it a few minutes at the Secret Society meeting tonight, and I think we'll be done with it.
By the way, for the third segment, George Soros just sent his talking points over. Do you want me to bring those into you?
Oh, is it about how we want pandas to rule the world? Oh, boy, can't wait. Eco warriors, yay, go team go. Hey, conservatives, you want to spike the football? Here's your chance. I'll let you hear. Go for it. We're ready for your call, geniuses. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Like I said, this all started because George Papadopoulos got drunk and tried to impress Australian diplomats in London. Unbelievable. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Jeff Erdman, and I'm running for the DFL endorsement for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District to unseat Jason Lewis and provide people a real, working-class voice in Washington. I grew up in a union home in Lewiston, Minnesota. My dad worked in a flour mill, and my mom provided daycare. My wife Ruth and I have raised 3 kids in Dakota County. I've been an American government teacher and head football coach for 28 years, with the last 18 years being at Rosemont High School. Ruth works as a speech therapist in schools. We've dedicated our lives to local families, and now I'm running to serve them. Here's what I believe. Healthcare is a human right. I'm the only candidate pushing for a single-payer Medicare for All system. I'm also the only candidate who opposes drilling, and I have aggressive plans for localizing green jobs and creating wealth in our local economies. It's time for real political reform to take money out of politics. Learn more and see how to caucus February 6th at erdmanforcongress.com. I'm Jeff Erdman, and it's time for change.
Paid for by Urban for Congress.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, Matt McNeil for my favorite Toyota, the Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. It's the most amazing vehicle I've ever owned. It's so good, after a decade of driving one, I just bought my second one. Roomy, seats the entire family and their friends and the dog. The safety features, the entertainment system, the fuel economy. Siennas are fantastic vehicles. I will likely own a Sienna as long as I'm driving. See for yourself by test driving the ultimate family vehicle, the Sienna, at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 12. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 7. Saturday, snow with a high near 16. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 7. At Common Ritz Cafe, they serve handcrafted food made with the best local and organic ingredients available. Their kitchen and bakery strive to create an innovative menu of seasonal offerings. Plus, all their food waste is composted, too. Common Ritz Cafe is located at 2558 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
I'm still flabbergasted. I thought I was going to have a heck of a day, man. It's like, you know, it's like being told by the boss, you know what? There's no point in being here today. You can go keep your feet up and take off for the day. Really? I thought I was going to have to work today. Hey, by the way, all those Republican callers we got in, see if you can keep them in queue there. How many do we have on hold right now, Republican callers, wanting to defend the Nunes memo?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Keep them all in line there. I'll try to get you your calls here and just when I can, all right? Hold on. It's a radio show, for God's sakes. Don't pressure me.
Just remember, conservatives, this is your chance to burn Matt.
Oh, God, I'm ready for
it. And the Democrats, yeah.
Oh, am I so ready for it. Oh, God. I don't know what. What are you idiots doing? I keep doing it. I'm all for it, but I'm like, okay. EatLocalMinnesota.com, restaurant of the week. Common Roots Cafe. Stop on by. Once again, great breakfast. Perfect place for breakfast this weekend. Stop on by. One of the most underrated breakfasts in town. You as well can get the great lunches over there. 2558 Lindale Avenue South. If you are heading in towards the city for any of the Super Bowl festivities this weekend, a prime location to stop at before you head on into the town. 2558 Lindale Avenue, Common Roots Cafe, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. We'll get to Pat Garofalo here in a second. We did hear the ad a little bit ago with Mike McAtee, caucus time. Kids, Tuesday is caucus night. Now, once again, we need to show people that Minnesota is not about to go Republican. We've got good candidates up and down the line for the governor, Senate, House races. We have got these people in place. Republicans are pouring money into these districts to try to hold especially Paulson and Jason Lewis's seats. They are desperate to hold on to the Minnesota House. They are desperate to do so. And they're likely going to have to, you know, have a special election that they're going to have to throw millions and millions into a Senate election in Minnesota on a seat that's very winnable for the Democrats. So what I need for you to do is get active. You want to be part of the solution. Right? You want to be part of the solution. How do you do that? Caucus night. Go to the Secretary of State. Just go to any search engine, type in Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon, or just Secretary of State of Minnesota. They'll pull up the webpage. You go to the voting area there, and they have a special thing on caucuses, and it tells you exactly where you need to go. You type in your address, it'll tell you where you need to be. You go in there, you get to hang out with your neighbors, you get to hang out with your community, you get to talk about the issues which are important to you, get to find out about your neighbors, and then what you get to do is go on out there and vote and start making a difference. 2018 is everything. 2018 is everything. And if we don't, you look at the level of incompetence we're talking about here. If we don't take things back, they're going to finally find someone that's going to take all this stuff and hide it and get rid of it. And then we're stuck with Trump till 2020, and then probably going to find some way to rig the election in 2020 so Trump wins again. No, we have to start fighting back. There's a lot of reasons for you to be active. You need to get out there and get active. Go to the Secretary of State's page and find out more. Reminder on Sunday, we're going to have, what time does that start? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, so 10 o'clock we do the CD2 candidates, then 2 o'clock we'll do the CD3 candidates.
All right, you can listen on Sunday with us here, well before Super Bowl, so plenty of time for us to listen to that. Good chance for you to hear the candidates talk for the DFL side in both of those races. It is Super Bowl weekend here. Brett, overall, what's your thoughts? What's your take on this whole
thing? I would say the Patriots will win easily, but I don't know, that Philly defensive line could give them trouble. That's kind of what the Giants did back when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I can't pick against the Patriots. I mean, I grew up in, I was born in Minnesota. I grew up in Rhode Island. So, I mean, I was always a Patriot Pete guy. The old style guy, the Patriot and the 3-point stance.
All back in those uniforms when they played the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Zorn and those guys, or Zorin, or what was his name? I can't remember the quarterback they had back then. But I was a big fan of the team there. This goes beyond whether I'm a fan of the Patriots. I mean, I will be rooting for the Patriots because just, you know, the Vikings aren't in it. But how they were down by 25 points. 25 points with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and they won last year. And by the time they got to the end of that game, there was no doubt they were going to win that game. There was no doubt they were going to win it. They're going to figure out some way. And reminder, Nick Foles, as much as Minnesota made him look good, he's not that good. At the end of the day, the Patriots are going to win this game. They'll do it like the Patriots always do, which is last second, last 2 minutes, they'll get a score. I'll say it will be within seven. So if I was to take a guess, I'll say 27-20. 27-20, Patriots will win and solidify their position as the greatest team that ever exist in football. This stretch, Tom Brady will be the greatest quarterback that ever lived, and Belichick will be the greatest coach that ever coached the game. As a matter of fact, you might have to actually take the name off the Lombardi Trophy because, and I'm sorry, I know this is going to make you guys in Green Bay upset. There's not even a comparison at this point. I mean, he's just that good. He's that good. It's hard to pick against him. I mean, I can't do it. Overall, I've gotten some reports today. Foot traffic levels at the Mall of America are up dramatically. And apparently there's celebrities all over the place over at the Mall of America. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall people. Everyone's coming in from Philly. Everyone's coming in from Boston. And, of course, other points across the country. You get a lot of these celebrities that come on in just because they want to be seen in the town where all the activity is happening. You know, get a few selfies in front of the ice castle and stuff like that. You can't deny that it's bringing some people in. How much that means for Minneapolis, St. Paul, remains to be seen.
And you said they're mostly going to national chain restaurants, chain hotels.
They are.
It's not local mom and pops.
And hey, you've heard me here on this station talk over and over and over and over again about the Mall of America, how I was wrong about the Mall of America, how that I was that the Mall of America actually ended up being a far better investment than I ever played it out to be. That's great. And I think the Mall of America is definitely playing a great role. I think they're doing a wonderful job being the media center for this entire event out there. A lot of those are chains. A lot of them are chains. I mean, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week, Common Roots Cafe. Will they see a few extra people? They might. 2550 at Lindale. Go down there and enjoy that. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. Lots of great restaurants throughout the metro area that you can go and enjoy. But the reality is like when you go down to the Super Bowl Live, which is Nicollet Mall down there, there are a few restaurants that are, you know, that are lucky enough to get, you know, be bordered on that. You know, the local is, I think, borders on the Super Bowl Live. The Times Cafe, isn't the Times? Is that still the Times? The Dakota Jazz Club is down there. I mean, some restaurants are there that are local restaurants. But outside of that, I don't think a lot of people are going to be going into the Dakota to sit down and say, you know what, I'll go sit down and have a $100 meal or something like that. I'm not going to do that. They're going to eat that street food they've got out there, which I imagine is also kind of being run through certain characteristics. There are some great truck vendors out there. There's a great way to do it. I saw Moral Omnivore was out there. I thought Potter's Pasties was out there. Some of these better food trucks we have in the metro area, you know, go visit them. I mean, that's the local money. That's the important thing. But at the end of the day, I think that this is so much chain store. I mean, how much does someone staying at a Best Western really help us? Just if they're staying at the Best Western or they're staying at a Super 8. How much does that help Minnesota? Justin Timberlake's doing his part, though. Did you see this? He's a putting pictures. See that? The Target store over in St. Paul. Not right now, so before you scream over there, okay? He was there earlier buying some stuff. That's Target. Thank you very much. If you'd like so like to our visit our Minnesota-based corporate sponsors, might I interest you in, as you're visiting our town, a large-screen plasma screen TV over at Best Buy? You know, that's one of ours, too. Or some tape from 3M, you know, or yogurt from General Mills. There you go. We've got it all covered here. We've got you covered. But I am going to be consistent. In 3 years when no one remembers we had it here and everyone's still talking about it, I was listening to guys out in L.A. talking a little bit this morning about why were we so stupid to put it in Minneapolis? Because it's cold there. Yeah, we got sweaters. Good luck with your earthquake sweater out there. But I am of the mindset that overall in 20 years, will that stadium make up for the money that we put into it? I doubt it. I'm sure we'll have numbers come on out and say, Matt, we actually made gazillion bajillion dollars this year. When I've seen actual non-bias number analysis of these things, they don't really have long-term impacts. And yeah, sure, there's a little bit of an uptick, but a lot of money goes to national change. So we'll have to see where it is. 952-946-6205. Jim in St. Paul wants to chime on in. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, there's so many things I wanted to say about the Republicans and how they really stepped in it this time. But I think I'm going to just wait and watch that stock market go down and, you know, these people realize what these idiots have done.
Hey, Jim, and Jim, really quick, if I can step in really quick before you get to your Super Bowl point. I think you and I both agree on this. It's not good to see our economy suffer. It is not good. By the way, in the long run, we'll look back on Obama and what a genius he was with the economy. But it's not good to see our economy suffer, but this is not because of what you and I have done. This is because of what the Republican and their voters have done. And at the end of the day, this economy is going to tank, and it's going to tank hard because they're incompetent. That's not us cheering that on. That's just us worrying and fretting as we watch the reality. Wouldn't you agree with that, Jim?
Absolutely, Matt. You're right on. You know, you're on all the time as far as I'm concerned. So, but anyway, I want to make this comment about the doggone Super Bowl coverage. I am so sick of it. When I get up in the morning, that's the first thing they show. They're sitting out in the street freezing their rear ends off, all right? Now, my news is going to come on now and pretty soon, and they're going to be out there again. Then they're out there all night, and they're out at 10 o'clock. The coverage is exhausting, and I don't begrudge people having a good time, and I wish both teams well, and I see where Philadelphia's got the flu amongst several of the players. I hope that isn't the reason they lose or whatever. But anyway, as I'm saying, do you agree with me that there's just too doggone much coverage?
I think that there is a sycophant's nature to it where we just, you know, there is a part of me that I myself have turned on some of the national channels that are covering the stuff. And, hey, I know where that's at. And I know every camera angle they're working at. Like, I love the guys at ESPN when they're at the IDS. They're in the Crystal Court, right? And thanks, Jim. I appreciate the phone call. When they're in the Crystal Court, they've put a guy up by the Wells Fargo up on the top shelf, and it looks like he's in a completely different place. And if you were sitting there in the Crystal Garden, hey, he's right up there. It just, you got the camera turned on that angle. I think that's kind of the interesting element of that. I am. It is nice to see it. It's nice to get the coverage. It's nice to see some of the people standing up for Minneapolis as they are, but at the same time, yeah, when this is all over, it's going to be nice to have my city back, and yeah, I'm going to look forward to that. 952-946-6205. Ooh, our stock experts here. Gary in Minneapolis. Let's bring in the financial whiz. Welcome in, Gary.
Why most of us in the working class aren't invested in the stock market like the billionaires, but they cover their hide by have safe investments also that goes down. It affects the working class. Remember 2008 and 2009 when all these people lost their jobs and their their savings and stuff, and we were on the verge of the depression, and then Obama saved us with no help from the Republicans. Even the auto industry, they were ready to throw down the cellar. But I'm just going to say that what Jim just said, you know, if you know your history, Roosevelt came in and got government spending a lot more than Obama did, and he built the biggest middle class out of the worst depression, and they did the same thing then under Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover. Tax cuts to the rich. Everything went to the top. The people couldn't buy demand-side economics. It was what Roosevelt gave us, and now they're taking that away from us again. We're going to have another hard time. Let's hope they don't get our Social Security and Medicare.
All right. Hey, thanks, Gary. I appreciate the phone call. The stock markets are an inflated market anyway. It's not really a sign of how strong our economy is. It's signs how much money some wealthy people are willing to throw around. The reality is our economy, the foundation of our economy, is the ag sector. And I'll tell you what, the ag sector, there are some really bad signs, especially because once again you had an incompetent boob come in and think that he could renegotiate NAFTA, and it's blowing up in his face, and that's going to devastate the ag sector. Let's get Julie in really quick. Julie in Minneapolis, I'll let you talk really quick because I want to come back and talk about Pat Garofalo when I do return.
Real quick question. I know you're not an expert in the stock market, but you know, we know that all these corporations, they just bought back their own stock with all these tax breaks and whatnot. And I was just wondering, how does that affect the stock market? Like, if you have a 401k, is it more likely to go down because companies are just buying back their own stock rather than showing, you know, true growth and stuff?
Well,
what do you think of that?
When they buy back their own stock, and thanks, Julie, when it buys back your own stock, it's whatever the stock price is what's going to affect the 401k. And so where the value of the stock is at, or if you have a larger mutual fund group that is out there and the guys are running a lot of stocks through that, it depends on the overall healthiness of the stock. The problem is that there are times when economic times go down, it's a bear market because the vast majority of stocks are going down. And doesn't mean there aren't some stocks that make money. It just is they're few and far between. And so the same principle works, you know, in commodities, it works in currency exchanges. The reality is it's demand and it's supply, and that's where you get to it. And when we have a problem, there's no demand and there's a ton of supply. That's when our economy is down. When we have a great economy, there's a lot of demand and not a lot of supply. And that's why these companies are buying back their stock right now, because I think they realize what's coming down. That's a big sign for me. When these companies are buying back their stock, they're preparing themselves for a big economic downturn. And that's what that screams at me. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we come back, porn Pat Garofalo is a jackass. And I can honestly say that this time, you're not going to believe what he did. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. My precious searching for your worst and best, don't ever deny. I'm
like a stranger, give me danger, all your wrong and your right. No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Now on display at the Museum of Russian Art is an exhibition of beautiful icons and sacred art from the 19th century called Russian Sacred Art, Connecting Heaven and Earth. Liturgical music from the best Russian choirs gently accompanies your experience of these pillars of spiritual life. Open daily and with free parking, Timora is the easiest museum to get to in Minneapolis, so plan your visit today at tmora.org. That is tmora.org.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silico-volcano coniosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more, visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
Chocolat Celeste is a true celebration. This is Colette, and we've created two themed chocolate collections for this year's football playoffs. These chocolates are the world's finest artisan chocolates with distinct, unforgettable flavors that will sweeten your team's victory and soften the sting of defeat. Having a party? Skol! Check out our football-themed chocolates. We're an approved vendor through the NFL Business Connect program. Call 651-644-3823 or visit ChocolatCeleste.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. All right, Pat Garofalo. So I actually have to ask a question. I don't know. I have friends who go up on social media after having a few, and they end up making some really bad comments online. I don't know what is behind Pat Garofalo's mind, the Republican representative. I don't know what's going on in that noggin. I don't know if he really thinks this stuff is funny. I don't know if he just wants to be as big a jerk as he possibly can and try to get as much news in the news cycle because he feels as if there's nothing he can do to not win his seat. Or I don't know if he's having a few and hitting the internet. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Post. Today, Kira the puppy. Now, Kira the puppy appears to be his puppy. Kira the puppy visited a kindergarten classroom in Farmington. I told the kids to make sure they are quiet so they didn't scare Kira. I also told the kids that every time one of their parents votes for a Democrat, somewhere a puppy dies. Yeah, that's what he typed. He said now I would presume that if he actually did say that, that the teacher would have grabbed his scrawny little butt from the back of the neck and thrown him out of the classroom. So I think he's doing this tongue in cheek because it's a joke. Killing puppies is funny. But this is just sad. It's just sad that someone would go down this road. That this is funny. And I'm not going to explain the joke to you. If you don't get comedy, I can't help you. It's funny because I said it. Now, I don't know if you're with the Humane. Well, first of all, can I make this point? If you are with the local county officials down there, wherever Pat Garofalo lives, can you actually do a welfare check on Kira the puppy? Because anyone that jokes around about killing puppies shouldn't probably have a pet. And that's just a reality. If you're joking about killing an animal, because it's funny, if that's what you're doing, you probably should not be allowed to have pets because there's a definitive concern of the welfare of the animal. There is a definitive concern about that. That being said, how do you feel if you're the Humane Society, if you're one of these animal groups that are out there, if you're one of these people that are pro-animal, pro-dog, how do you feel about someone joking about, if you vote for the other party, a dog dies? Ha, ha, ha. Is that funny? I mean, really, I want you to go home. Even if you're conservative, you got a hunting dog, you think that that's a funny joke when you're looking down at your dog? You say, yeah, okay, yeah. No, that's not funny. It's a real idiot thing to say. It's a real moron thing to say. So I'm not sure exactly why Pat Garofalo said this. He seemed proud enough to keep it up online. I'm surprised the Republican Party of Minnesota allowed it to stay up online, but when you got their head basically only concerned about their money and allowing people to basically tell Muslims not to show up for Republican caucuses because they don't want you in their party, well, I think she's somewhat distracted by her own greed. But this guy is disgusting. He is a massive jackass. And he deserves every bit of scorn he can. Have a great weekend.